really pleased, and I'm just so proud of the fact that in the school that I've gone to, which I've only been there for 2 years, that we've managed to change perception of what dance and drama is, because it didn't exist before. And the boys have just taken it on and run with it, and I have the most talented dance students and the most excited drama students, and now it's kind of accepted there. I feel like in an all-boys school, which you expect is quite a lot of testosterone and macho-ness, and it's a sports college as well, for some of the students to step up and go, actually, no, I'm going to follow that path, and they have, and they've done really well, exam-wise, performance-wise, they've done extremely well this year.
I mean, were any of them slightly sceptical when you first started?
Absolutely.
And you said, I'm going to get you dancing, lads?
Oh, absolutely. It was a lot of, I'm not doing that, you're not going to make me dance. And then you have to realise that what you teach and how you teach has to change according to your audience. So I've adapted everything I do and how I teach, and now hopefully most of the boys, even if they do turn up thinking, oh, I'm not doing dance, by the end of a couple of weeks they're like, oh, I really love it, it's really good fun. And the drama as well, we do both dance and drama. But no, really, we just have some amazing students, and I think what's good with the sports is that some of our really talented dancers are also top sports boys as well, so they play for local clubs or they've got scholarships. We had a boy that played for Tottenham and other things, so yeah.